Attendance by both aircraft and visitors arriving by car was somewhat down at last year's Air Venture because of the high price of gas. Aviation gas was selling for more than $5 a gallon. Despite the recession, preliminary numbers indicate that attendance will recover this year despite the recession. Aviation gas is selling for $3.89 this year. On display are World War II aircraft, antiques, and special appearances such as the new Airbus A380, the biggest commercial airliner in the world, and White Knight II, the specially designed jet which will lift a rocket to 50,000 feet. The rocket will then take paying passengers to the beginning of space, 62 miles up. Virgin Atlantic expects to start taking passengers soon, and you can buy a ticket for only $200,000. But the core of the EAA is home builders. Home builds generally cost only a third or a quarter as much as factory-built aircraft, not including labor, of course. The most expensive are very sophisticated and come in kits. But for as little as $15,000, you can build a small, simple plane from scratch using plans. John Ross flew his RV-8 from Houston. It's an all-metal two-seater that cruises at more than 200 miles per hour. Ross says building a plane is a labor of love.
This airplane took me 6.5 years to build, but of course I'm not a fast builder, and to me the journey is the same as the destination. Really, I enjoy either one, flying as much as building.
Air Venture continues through Sunday at Whitman Field in Oshkosh. John Powell for Wisconsin Public Radio.